The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Here's Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. They cover 35 counties in the great state of Alabama down there in beautiful Montgomery, Alabama. Go down there and check out. Go ahead and stop by Chappie's and have a little lunch there with Michael Coleman down there. He's always eating at that Chappie's down there. Speaking of smaller businesses, doing pretty well for that area too. Something that's really interesting to businesses, and it's really, we could do a whole mission minded on this thing, but branding. Everyone talks about branding and how to build a brand takes some time. To break a brand down, sometimes it can happen overnight. Just look at the P. Diddy brand right now. Just think of all the things that he touched. Think about all the things he touched. Everything that P. Diddy came out with was gold. It was fantastic. It was great music. It was great clothes. It was great everything. And now the entire brand is shot to hell and back and will never come back. But when you're talking about non-for-profits, branding means something else, means something different. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, it includes a lot of that, but like when I came here, we were the Montgomery Area Food Bank, and we needed to be rebranded. Lots of times, it's nothing that the organization per se does or doesn't do, but over time, sometimes you just need a freshness. And because if you've been around for 40 years, a lot of food banks now, we're coming up in next year, going to be hitting our 40th anniversary. Right. If we would have still had the Montgomery Food Bank and the same logo, people begin to assume, oh, yeah. I mean, they put you in a category. They're like, oh, yeah, I know what they do. They do this and it's good and they're good, but it's nothing that gets the juices flowing. You're not in anybody's conversation because you're the has been. I mean, that you may be reliable. People may love you, but you're not generating any talk. And you know, nonprofits survive on fundraising, and fundraising depends on the amount of impact that you're having and what issues you're addressing, but the amount of impact you're having on resolving a lot of those issues. And lots of times, sometimes you just need to get back into the conversation. So sometimes a rebranding, and that may just be an update of your logo. Of course, we updated our logo along with the whole designation to get away from the Montgomery. The idea that we were only in Montgomery rather than across 35 counties. But it was even more than that. When you talk about branding, you want to make sure that your brand, so there's the branding where people see your logo. So you want to get that out as often as possible. But when they see your logo, it's very critical that they associate that with quality. Mm-hmm. And you want to get that. So that means, if your name's on it, everything has to be excellent. And I'm not talking about in a fake way, like I'm talking about in a real way. So, for instance, when we say we're feeding hope by fighting hunger, this is the Heart of Alabama. And if you're watching on video, you can see our tagline and our logo that I keep up there. If a volunteer comes in, they've got to have the best experience. So they've got to actually do something that's meaningful. We've got to communicate to them. It has to be enjoyable. They have to leave there saying, wow, I am impressed at what they're doing. The facilities are kept clean. They really care about the people they serve. And so that all gets wrapped up into the logo, at least to that one person who leaves there. And so when you do that over time and you're constantly stepping out and you're being innovative, then the logo speaks to all those things after a while. Because when you look at that, they're like, oh, Heart of Alabama, man, they're always in the news. They're always doing something. They're always hitting new. So whether you're a for-profit business or a nonprofit business, you want to constantly be branding yourself and be consistent in that branding. That's why you want to have one logo. You want to make sure that you're talking. That's why social media just goes on and on and on. It's so important to stay out there. By contrast, we're down to one shelter in our hometown right now of Montgomery. Wow. And And that particular shelter has great people. I know people on the board of directors. I know the lady who runs the organization. But they struggle to make themselves be known. So, you know, I won't even mention the name, but, you know, if a year goes by and you don't hear anything about them, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I don't see their name. I don't see their logo. I don't hear anything about them. So they're existing, but they're just kind of in nowhere land.
Yeah.
And people don't think about it. So why that matters is because you don't know if you see that name, you know, okay, that's a shelter in town, but you can't speak to its quality because they're not branding themselves. They're not communicating, and they're not showing their impact. And I do think that they are doing good things, and I do think they're having a huge impact on the community. But if you're not in people's pockets and on social media and getting volunteers to talk about you, creating that buzz and all those kind of things, then your brand just starts to go stale. And I'm telling you, and we're very particular about this, Heart of Alabama Food Bank, when we changed that, just the fact that we changed it, we got some momentum going. We got a lot of press. And I'm like, so we got to go balls to the wall now and make sure that we keep this, because if we stop, if we go, okay, everybody kind of knows who we are now, let's kind of lay back a little bit. Well, then a year from now, those people are going to forget us because the next shiny nonprofit or whatever's coming up, and they're going to get the attention. Yeah. And so you have to, branding is just so critical, but it's not a one-time thing. It's not just changing your logo. It's pushing yourself out in the community to say, here is a community challenge that we have, and here is what we are doing about it. And here's the impact, and here's whose life is different as a result. And let me tell you the story. All of that is wrapped up in branding, because you want, when people see that name and know you're associated with that name, you want it to be quality. And last thing I'll say on this. One of the things I had to teach my development team was we were focused on events. When you have fundraising events, that it was always about how much do we want to raise? And I said, to me, that's the wrong question. First of all, a nonprofit can't survive just on fundraising events. Sure. You have to have a steady base. So, of course, we want to make money. But it's this kind of thing. If you want to get a T-shirt that you're going to hand out, that you want people to wear. So even our volunteer, we give all our volunteers a T-shirt. And I said, now we can get some basic T-shirts for $6 a piece that nobody's going to wear, or we can create walking billboards by spending $3 more per T-shirt and getting a comfort color T-shirt that's really comfortable, that will last, that they're going to wear out when they go out to buy groceries. And it's going to say, I volunteer with the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. So people get short-sighted and say, oh, but we can save $3 a T-shirt. So we're going to order 300 T-shirts. That's almost $1,000. But how much advertising, free advertising, are we getting by giving them something that they're going to wear? And those are people who've had good experiences. They're going to talk about, oh, you volunteer Heart of Alabama. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, that place is amazing. It's great. So people have to see a bigger picture of why branding is so important, and make sure that your brand is quality and the people speak about it in the right way.
I've been working in radio stations for 40 years. We used to have 6, 7, 8, 10 shirts every time we went out somewhere, and they were nice shirts. They were shirts that were going to last you 20 or 30 years. And by the time I quit, they were silk screened to the point where, you know, you were going to be ragging it on the car, man, by the end of the week. I think people would actually come out and just get our shirts so they could use it to change the oil in their cars. That's not a good reason. And then we try to sell them. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm all about walking billboards. And it's really funny you bring this up, because there's a business that's on my radio station. It's called Sasquatch Toys and Comics, and they built a brand new business. They used to own Ed's Pet World, and a business that was been around for 50 years. And I went out to his store yesterday for the first time, It was incredible. It was amazing. But there was a Darth Vader standing outside the door with a little light that was blinking. It said open on Citation Lane in a home window. I was like, dude, if people knew where you were at, you would. I mean, it had everything. It was amazing. I was overwhelmed by everything. And he's like, we need to tell people where we're at. And I was like, yeah. I said, you know, location, location, location. But to your point, once you got inside the store, man, you're branded. But maybe it's hard to get those people in there. All right. Check out HAFB. Hashtag HAFB, HAFB.org. Thank you so much. This is Bite by Bite. I thank you, my friend.
Enjoyed it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.